Smile, a compilation.
Did you know that one chapter in Proverbs contains two of the greatest verses on the power of smiling? A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. Proverbs 15, 13, and 30. God showed me something this morning that I thought was really neat. In the first verse, he says that happiness comes from the heart. In other words, if you choose to be happy on the inside, it will show on the outside. In the other verse, it says the converse idea, that when you choose to have a cheerful look, then your heart will be joyful. In other words, put a smile on your face and you will also feel good on the inside. So put a smile on your face. Not only will it encourage others to do the same, but you will feel good and probably have a better attitude for doing it. There may be times that you think, I don't have anything to smile about. When you feel this way, ask God what you have to smile about. He will be faithful to show you. Don and Lori Gordoni. The world is like a mirror. Frown at it, and it frowns at you. Smile at it, and it smiles too. Herbert Samuels. The thing that goes the farthest towards making life worthwhile, that costs the least and does the most, is just a pleasant smile. It's full of worth and goodness too, with manly kindness blent. It's worth $1 million, and it doesn't cost a cent. Wilbur D. Nesbitt. My love has many expressions. My love includes a tender touch, a loving look, a bright smile, a kind deed, a silent prayer. My love can take a critical thought and transform it into a fervent prayer. My love wars for those who struggle in spirit, fights for them at heaven's throne of grace. Jesus speaking in prophecy. Most smiles are started by another smile. Frank A. Clark. A smile is the lighting system of the face and the heating system of the heart. Barbara Johnson. The eyes are the windows of the soul, but there's something about a smile that lets the spirit out somehow. The Lord didn't make a lot of us to look very good with our face in repose. When people smile, even people who aren't particularly good-looking look a lot better. But when you have the Lord's Spirit and you smile, there's something amazing about it. You just glow. It releases the light. It's a beautiful witness and testimony. Even if people don't know who you are, when you smile, they know you have something beautiful, something special. That's a testimony, because it makes them want that too, or it encourages them, or it gives them a chance to connect with the Lord in His love, even if they don't know what they're connecting with. So smile, and not just a little half smile, but really let it shine. Maria Fontaine. Nobody needs a smile so much as those who have none to give. Author unknown. Wear a happy face. It's your display counter, your show window, your best advertisement. David Brandberg. As the words of the song Smile say, smile though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. If you will just smile and let me shine through you, then you will have joy even if there is pain and sorrow for a time. Give me all of your tears, your heartbreak, your sorrow. Place them in my hands and then smile. The sun will come shining through for you, so smile. That's not a maybe, that's for certain. I'll put that happiness back in your heart as you just smile. Jesus speaking in prophecy. When you smile at someone, 9 times out of 10, the other person will smile back, and you've made 2 people's days brighter and better. Author unknown. There are hundreds of languages in the world, but a smile speaks them all. Author unknown. Smile, smile, smile. Whenever someone sees a smiling face, it reminds them that they may have reasons to smile themselves, and it will create a happier mood. That simplest of human interactions, just a slight perking of the lips, is one of the strongest messages of goodwill at your command. Whether you walk with a smile on your face all day, or just smile at a certain person who catches your eye, a frank, open smile will not only cheer up the recipient and maybe get you a smile back, but you will notice that smiling actually makes you feel happier. Author unknown. Lift up your head and smile through your tears. God's never failed you down through the years. He has watched over you, cared for your own. He'll not fail now. He's still on the throne. Dark though the shadows just now may be, still through the mist a pathway you'll see. Faith to the promise unfailing cling. God's on the throne, and prayer changes things. Virginia Brandberg. What helps you feel my love? Think about the things that happen in your life that reassure you that I love you and that others love you. There are many good answers there, and many ways that you can do the same for the one beside you. Give a warm greeting instead of an indifferent glance. A smile and cheerful words reassure you that everything is okay. Take a moment to answer a question with consideration and sincerity, instead of in pressured haste, which can make others feel belittled or in the way. Take time to help the one next to you, and in so doing, help them to feel my appreciation and to know that I need them, that I appreciate them and their devotion to me. Jesus speaking in prophecy. Smile at each other. Smile at your wife. Smile at your husband. Smile at your children. Smile at each other. It doesn't matter who it is, and that will help you to grow up in greater love for each other. Mother Teresa. Whatever we become here in mortality is meaningless unless it is done for the benefit of others. Our gifts and talents are given to us to help us serve, and in serving others, we grow spiritually. We are here to help each other, to care for each other, to understand, forgive, and serve one another. We are here to have love for every person born on earth. Anything we do to show love is worthwhile. A smile, a word of encouragement, a small act of sacrifice. We grow by these actions. Betty J. Eddy.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.